the times. What time was God trying to mark? So there are spiritual times when these things are marked. So, if we go to Genesis chapter 1. Before we go there, let's go to Psalm 104, verse 19 to 24.
He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows it's going down. You make darkness and it is night, in which all the beasts of the forest creep about. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. When the sun rises, they gather together and lie down in their dens. Man goes out to his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom, you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions.
Now in verse 19, it actually says, he appointed the moon for seasons. If there's a season of favor, we see it from the moon. You didn't hear me? In Acts 2, all right, from verse 14, what does the Bible say?
But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I'll pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire, vapor and smoke.
So God says he'll put signs where? And the sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood. Now God says, I'll put signs in the sky. I'll put signs on the moon. You see, most of you, you're watching me wherever you're watching me from. I want you to understand something here. The month of October is a spiritual month marked for joy and gladness. That's why I told you this. We just opened a scripture some few minutes ago where the Bible says even the fast of the month of October shall be. This simple. It shall be for joy and gladness. If you want to see gladness and joy in your marriage, this is a month to fast. If you want to see joy and gladness in your business or your career, this is the month to pray. Now, are you still here, right? Now, when we go into the scripture, because we're still here, because I want, first of all, you to understand, all right? I want you to understand that in this month, something is going to happen. There are so many people here who do not have joy because of what they are passing through.
Oh, yes.
No, you didn't hear me.
We hear you then.
In the month of October, God releases angels of joy.
See.
I want you to raise up a right hand. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As I raise my hand.
As I raise my hand.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
whatsoever the enemy has sent,
whatsoever the enemy has said,
to remove joy in my life,
to remove joy in my life,
to remove joy in my family,
to remove joy in my family,
to steal peace from my life,
to steal peace from my life,
in the month of October,
in the month of October,
as I raise my hand,
as I raise my hand,
oh Lord,
answer my prayer,
I declare joy,
I declare peace,
begin to pray for joy, there shall be gladness, there shall be joy, there shall be happiness. Begin to declare, prophesy in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I prophesy joy in every direction of your life.
I receive it. Oh, yes.
I say this to you.
Oh, yes.
In this month, some of you are depressed, thinking, where will my help come from? How will I get my testimony? How will I get my miracle? I am here to prophesy.
Oh, yes.
You will get your miracle in the name of Jesus.
I receive. Oh, yes.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Say, I get my miracle.
I'll get my miracle.
In Matthew 8, verse 1 to 3. In Matthew 8, verse 1 to 3.
When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed.
I have an issue here that I want us to discuss about. Can we discuss a little bit?
Oh, yes, dear.
So there's a person who is sick. And then he goes to Jesus with a disease that cannot be healed. But I love his approach. Are you here, somebody?
Oh, yes.
I love his approach. Do you know what he does? He does not say, heal me. The Bible says he worshipped Jesus. After worshipping, he said, if you are now willing, you're not getting it. And behold, a leper came, and what did he do?
Worshipped him.
He worshipped. He said, if you are willing, heal me. When Jesus saw the worship, he said, I'm willing.
Oh, yes.
No, let's read it. He says,
and behold, mm-hmm. a leper came mm-hmm. and worshipped him, mm-hmm. saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
Uh-huh. And what happened?
Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately, his leprosy was cleansed.
I have another problem here because this man had leprosy. And you know, if you have leprosy, you are not allowed to be touched because this disease was contagious. So if I touch you, it was like COVID. If I sit next to a person with the COVID, I'll get it. Now, leprosy was a disease where if I have it, my hand would just start melting. And it will fall. That's how leprosy was. If it catches in my head, my neck will just start melting and to be cut down. As I'm alive. If you have leprosy on your leg will just melt and it will fall. If I just come closer to you, I'll get it. And somebody, when he saw Jesus, he rushed to Jesus and worshipped. Jesus went to touch him with his leprosy. That's how far Jesus loves worship. If you worship him, he can touch you with your leprosy. And what did Jesus Christ do? He said, I am willing. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I want to know somebody right here.
Oh yes, Daddy.
I want somebody, by the leading of the Spirit tonight, we're going to worship God a little bit, just a few minutes. Don't say a lot of words. I just want you to tell him how great he is. And after we worship, we will now ask him to say, if you are willing, touch my business.
Oh, yes.
You didn't hear me. After we worship him, we will say, Lord, if you are willing, I want to get married. If you are willing, I want to get my promotion. Are you want to get what I'm trying to say? So right this minute, I just want everybody right now, just stand up on your feet if you are serious. Show how serious you are. Stand up on your feet. Wake up from that couch. Stand up from that bed. That bed will not pay your rent. I'm telling you. That couch will not pay your bills.
Oh, yes.
Something has to happen. I said something has to happen. You are going into worship. We are going into worship. I just want you with your mouth just to worship him. Don't beg. Just to say, God, you are a great God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you because there is no one like you. After you worship, tell him to say, Lord, I have this matter. I have this situation. In the month of October, we will worship, we will fast, we will clap our hands, we will jump, we will do anything to our exposure until a miracle has happened. Come on, somebody say, until a miracle has happened.
Until a miracle has happened.
I can't hear you. Say, until a miracle has happened.
Until a miracle has happened.
Begin to clap your hands. Begin to worship. Begin to worship. You are the King of glory. We worship you. Worship him where you are.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you, just worship him. Now begin to ask him for anything. Begin to ask him for anything. Ask him for healing. Ask him for deliverance. Ask him for breakthrough. Yes, pray now, pray now, pray now. Ask him for anything. Ask him any miracle you want. Pray in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Oh yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Now, as you're still standing, we're going to another prayer point. Remember, we are doing a prayer. Something is going to happen in this month.
I receive it.
In this month, listen to me. Most of you do not know what happens in the month of October. We actually read the scripture in the last service where the Bible says that in the month of October, it is a month where God opens the book of remembrance.
Oh, yes.
Am I talking to somebody here?
Oh, yes.
A book of what?
Remembrance.
A book of remembrance. And God told Moses too. He said, in October, he said, what I have done for you, he said, write it down for remembrance. When Joshua defeated the Amalekites, the Bible says it was in October. And God said, this miracle I have done in October, write it down to be remembered. To be what?
To be remembered.
God works miracles to be remembered in October.
Oh, yes.
Something has to happen. And if you believe that God can do something for you, you know, I'm looking for somebody who says, I need something to happen in this month.
Oh, yes.
You ready for what I'm about to tell you right now?
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Okay, we're going to read another scripture right now, and we go into prayer. Please be on your standstill, wherever you are. Don't be on your couch and watching. This is not a movie. Somebody say action.
Action.
Uh-huh. We want something to happen, so we'll be standing like this. Remember, we are in prayer. Remember, we are in prayer. Luke 13, verse 11 to 13, as we are still standing.
And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God.
Go ahead. Verse 14.
But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath.
The ruler of the what?
Of the synagogue.
Now, where was this miracle happening? In the synagogue. Wait a minute. What is a synagogue? Let's say it's the church. So there was a woman who was in a church, in a synagogue, for how many years?
18.
With a spirit of infirmity, she was walking like this. She couldn't stand up because of her back problem. For how many years?
18 years.
Now, this was the beginning of the ministry of Jesus. How old was Jesus Christ when he began ministry? Come on, answer me. How old was Jesus when he began ministry? He was 30 years old. Come on, somebody say 30 years.
30 years.
Now, we all know Jesus Christ went to the synagogue in Jerusalem, and he was arguing with the priests when he was young. How old was he?
12 years.
12 years. Oh, you didn't hear the mathematics. So by the time he met this woman in the synagogue again, it was the second time. How do we know? Because we hear the Bible says this woman had this problem for how many years?
18 years.
Now, if you add 18 years plus 12 is what?
Wow. 30.
Meaning to say, when Jesus was 12, when he was in the temple there, arguing with the elders, he had seen this woman with a problem. You didn't hear me. Jesus grew up and became 30. This woman was still having what?
The problem.
Do you know it's possible to be in the church and have a problem for many years? But your October is coming.
Oh, yes.
My God, I'm talking to somebody here. There is a moment, there is a day when Jesus decides.
Oh, yes.
I have seen you for a long time. I have seen you for how many years?
18 years.
Jesus, listen to this. Jesus, I'm talking to somebody here.
Oh, yes.
But Jesus was in the temple when he was 12. The Bible says that he entered the temple when he was 12 years, and the parents were looking for him. When he was 12. Now he becomes 30. The Bible says the woman had this problem for
18
in the synagogue. There are people in ECG that have been in ECG for 8 years. There are people who have been in this ministry for 9 years. There are people who have been in this ministry for 3 years.
Oh, yes.
They were waiting for the October to come.
Oh, yes.
When her October had arrived.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm talking to somebody here. When this woman's October had arrived, Jesus said, "Be loosed."
I receive it. I receive it. I receive it.
Jesus said what?
Be loosed.
Be loosed. I don't care how many times you've been praying and believing God. I want you to be loosed.
I receive it.
I want us to make a prayer that God, may I be loosed from my infirmity.
Oh, yes.
May my situation turn around. May my family situation turn around.
Yes.
Let my career turn around.
Oh, yes.
Let everything be turned around. Begin to clap your hands of fire prayer. Fire prayer. This is October. Make a prayer. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Oh, yes.
Listen to me, listen to me.
Oh, yes.
We are not down this prayer.
Oh, yes.
We are just on a break of the prayer.
Oh, yes.
Do you know there are people who have been in this ministry for many years and are still broke? This is their season where they'll become millionaires.
I receive it. I receive it. I receive it.
Do you understand when the time comes?
Oh, yes.
The Bible says when the time is right, oh, yes. I, the Lord, will make it happen.
Oh, yes.
I have all faith and confidence.
Oh, yes.
That the time you are waiting for is now.
I receive it.
The chapter will open now.
I receive it.
The doors will open now. Finances will come now.
I receive it.
Deliverance will happen now.
I receive it.
Your healing will happen now.
I receive it.
Those who want to get a job, those who want to get a child,
it.
Those who want to get a promotion,
I receive
those who are believing God for anything to happen,
I receive it.
You are in the season. You are in the season.
I receive it.
You are walking out of that bondage.
Yes.
You are walking out of that situation.
Oh.
Clap your hands and fire prayer. Fire prayer. Pray. This is your season. This is your time. This is your month. This is your season. This is your time. Make a prayer. Make a prayer. Make a prayer. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Make a prayer. Make a prayer. Make a prayer. Pray. Something is happening in the realms. And I'm telling you this. If you believe that God is going to do something in this month,
yes.
I want you to raise up a hand and say, I believe. May God turn your life around. May this month become a month that your story and history will be rewritten.
I receive.
I decree and declare testimonies without number.
I receive.
Miracles without number.
I receive.
May the healing move,
yes,
in your family lineage.
I receive.
Whosoever has a disease in your family,
I receive.
We pronounce that sickness is out in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Whosoever has got a demonic possession,
oh, yes,
we decree and declare that the demonic entity collapse this minute. We decree and declare your total deliverance and freedom as a family. We speak as God's people, as God's light, as God's children. Victory in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare victory in the name of Jesus. If there is anyone powerful, if there is any entity powerful, more than the authority of Jesus, of whom I preach,
yes,
and by which I stand.
Oh, yes.
Let that entity stand against my words.
Oh, yes.
You will have your victory in the name of Jesus.
I
say you will have your testimony in the name of Jesus.
I
declare again, if there is any entity,
oh, yes,
if there is any humanity,
oh, yes,
if there is any spirituality,
oh, yes,
that has got power and audacity,
oh, yes,
to stand against my word,
oh, yes,
let it do so now.
Oh, yes.
But I stand and I speak in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Your miracle is guaranteed.
I receive
your
it.
Testimony is guaranteed.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.